Be always sure that you are right, and then go ahead. Be always sure that you are right, and then go ahead. Be always sure that you are right, and then go ahead. How can we always be sure that we are right? How can we always be sure that we are right and then go ahead? How can we know? What is there about us that tells us when we are right? Well, every one of us is divine. Every one of us is beautiful. Every one of us is fantastic. Every one of us knows exactly what is right and what is wrong. We always know what is good and what is bad. We know what we make is our choice. And when we make our choice, we make our choice because we are good people. We make our choice because we are divine people. We make our choice because we are loving people. We make our choice because we are people who are being ourselves and having fun. Now, being ourselves and having fun. A lot of times we go out and say we're having a good time, and we're really not having a good time. A lot of times we go out and say we're doing what makes us happy, and we're not doing what makes us happy. We think we are. A lot of times you can go out and have quite a drinking bout. And as you drink all the various alcohols, you find that your head is a little woozy. You find that you do not really have good judgment about you. You certainly don't have good judgment in your driving. You don't have good judgment in your talking. You don't have good judgment. Oh, some people are mellow drunks, that's what they say. But by and large, I would say that's not the case. Most of the time, our values, our judgments are off base when we are loaded with alcohol, when we are taking on any drugs, or when we are doing anything. Emotions are a drug. Oh, my goodness. When we let our emotions run away with us, we are not using good judgment. When we are letting our emotions control us and we look at circumstances and we say, oh, that's terrible. They're bad people, or they're doing bad things, or they're wrong. And when we say things like that, then we are making judgments. And we cannot make judgments because with what judgments we judge, so are we judged. We always know the right thing to do. We always do it. We always know the right thing to do because we are peaceful people. We are loving people. We are gentle people. We are kind people. The modus operandi of the people on earth would not be for happiness if happiness were not our normal attitude. People on earth love to be happy. They love to be joyous. They love to be peaceful. They love to be kind. They love to be good because that's their normal attitude. When you follow your normal attitude, when you're living your normal attitude, when you're always being sure that you're right and then you go ahead, when you do that, what you're doing is you're putting the right causes in motion for you. You're putting the right program in motion for you. The majority of the people on the face of the earth, if not all of the people really, want to be happy. The majority of the people, all the people, want to be doing what is right. They want to do what is right and do what is good and do what is beautiful. They want to be peaceful. Yes, do what is right and you will always do the right thing. Well, that's an oxymoron, isn't it? Do what is right and you'll always do the right thing. That's true. But if we always are ourselves, if we always listen to the divine within us, if we always listen to the harmony and the peace and the goodness within us, then what we'll do, we'll be following our highest and best nature. We'll be living according to our highest and best values. And when we live according to our highest and best values, we'll find that we're always doing what is right. Now, is it right to strike another person? Well, Bible tells us turn the other cheek. Is it right to be unkind to other people? No. because we're being unkind to ourselves, because other people, as we have learned so strongly, other people are a reflection of ourselves. The world is a reflection of ourselves, and what we do in our life is a reflection of what we believe in ourselves. If we say nasty things, and if we say dirty things, and if we like to watch sitcoms or movies or what have you that are speaking to the lesser values of our nature, what we're doing is we're reflecting who we are inside. And is that who we want to be? We always want to be our highest and best. We always want to be divine. We always want to be glorious. We always want to be loving. We always want to be peaceful. Oh, yes, we always want to do what is right. You say to a little child, now you know what's right to do. No, I don't. Yes, you do. You know it's right to be loving. You know it's right to be good. You know it's right to be peaceful. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, you sure did. You sure did. And nobody can say in front of you or anybody else that they don't know what is the right thing to do. Nobody can ever say in your world that they don't know what is the highest and best for them and for everybody else. The highest and best for them and for everybody else is to listen within. To listen within and follow what you hear. Because what you hear within yourself is going to lead you into your best. It's going to lead you into good. It's going to lead you into peace. It's going to lead you into harmony and love. It's going to lead you into every value that you hold dear in your world. It's going to lead you into every joy that you hold dear in your world. It's going to lead you into everything that makes you happy. But do you want to do that? Do you like the excitement of some of these rather busy TV shows? Do you like the excitement of watching a riot or watching something bad? Do you like when something is said bad about somebody else? Do you want to say something? Now, why is it that people feel they have to give you guidance in your way of thinking? Now, I would think very strongly about that person before I elected him to office. One very prominent philosopher and metaphysician said recently, I would think very carefully about that. Now, why is he bringing to your attention thinking? Rather than saying that, say, when you make a judgment, when you make a vote, when you are making choices, make choices of the highest and best. Make choices of people who are interested in doing good things for the country. Oh, people have lots of money, and they can buy their way into various things, and they can buy their way into control and so forth. But not really. When they do that, then the country is sure to go into a very bad experience. Because when votes are bought, as they are so often, then people are getting exactly what that person feels they want. Now, what is that kind of person? What kind of person do you want? Do you want the kind of person who is loving and kind and peaceful? We don't go around telling people who they should not vote for. We go around telling people who they should vote for, who is a beautiful person, who is a glorious person, who is a magnificent person. And when we can go around saying that, we are uplifting everybody into their highest and best. Why is it that they wanted to destroy Jesus? Why is it they wanted to destroy some of the great politicians of the world? Why is it they wanted to destroy some of the people who are doing things that are being unkind to mankind? They wanted to destroy them because that was what they had in their heart. That's what they were believing. That's what they were thinking. And whenever we think something that is leading us down the wrong path, then everything we do, is going to be along a path that's not going to be beneficial to us. So this day, be very careful of yourself. This day, be very sure of yourself. And know that always, be always sure you are right, and then go ahead. Be always sure that you are right, and then go ahead. It's not what somebody else does. It's what you do that makes the difference in your world and in your life. Have a wonderful day, because it is a glorious day. And open your eyes and see how beautiful everything is. Rain, snow, the sun, whatever it may be. You are your creator. You are the creator of your world. And you create your world in your peace, in your happiness, in your joy, in your goodness. Do it now. And do it always. You are the master. I love you. I love you. I love you.